The partial government shutdown is in its seventh day, and it looks like it'll last into the new year. At the center of the budget fight is funding for a border wall. President Trump has said he won't sign off on a budget if it doesn't include $5 billion for building the wall. This afternoon, I spoke to Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy about the shutdown. Leahy is the vice chair of Senate Appropriations, and he says he doesn't think the government will reopen before January 3rd.
We'll have to see what comes over from the House. It would help if the president would show some reality. He's already said, well, I mean, I don't care what you call it, a wall or a fence or anything else. We're saying, you know, we've given you billions of dollars. You spent about 10% of it or 20% of it. Why don't you show you're serious about this?
That kind of brings me to the next question I had. I mean, Democrats have in the past supported more funding to go towards border security, and the president has said he doesn't really, you know, he's kind of changed what he means by a wall. I mean, are you really fighting over semantics at this point?
I hope we have not over semantics, because we have, the president says we're not for border security. We vote every year for billions upon billions of dollars for border security. But that is all kinds of security. That's everything from Homeland Security, Border Patrol, aerial surveillance. And of course, lost in all this is that the president gave his word that Mexico would pay for this. Well, of course, Mexico is not going to pay for a cent of it. It's going to come from the American taxpayers.
So it sounds like that the Senate, there's enough of consensus around the budget that, you know, you can pass in the Senate something. In the House, when the Democrats have a majority, it sounds like they'll be able to pass something. But it comes down to the president. I mean, do you feel that soon, within the next week, there'll be something the president will sign?
Well, I hope so. We don't come back in until the 3rd. I mean, we're in pro forma, I think, tomorrow, but we've already been notified there'd be no votes. So it will be January 3rd when both bodies come in. I did say to both Vice President and Director Mulvaney, why, you know, we offered you a deal where the Republicans had a lot of say, the most say of the money, because appropriations bills begin in the House, and you turned it down thinking you're going to get a better deal when the Democrats are in control. It makes no sense at all. And, I mean, it's fine with me. The Senate will do its job no matter what. But the problem, and Republicans and Democrats agree on this, the problem is you can't really make a deal with the president, because he'll hear something somewhere and he'll suddenly change his mind or tweet something out. And he's fixated on a government shutdown. Remember, this is a man who has said 25 times in the past year he'd like to have a government shutdown. Now, he's the only person in government that would like that.
And this shutdown is directly affecting hundreds of thousands of government workers. Assuming there is a deal reached at some point, will there be provisions to give workers back pay for the time that they weren't working?
I would hope so, and especially those people who are working without pay, including President Trump's Secret Service detail.
That's Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy. Senator, thank you for the time.
Well, thank you very much.
And you're listening to All Things Considered on Vermont Public Radio.